Hello, hello, and welcome to Priyanka's podcast. So I had one poll on my Instagram account, Priyanka_Dubey04, about how many people are really interested in learning or, you know, getting to know about the pain interest management and pain interest marketing. And you won't believe the moment I saw that the 100% came out from the interested people, and that really amazed me. So yeah, I'm also very happy because I like seeing people grow and, you know, willing to learn. So here am I today explaining all the in and outs of Pinterest. I'm gonna make you aware about the basics of Pinterest so that you could, you know, get to know that exactly what it is. So Pinterest is basically claimed by a number of marketers that it is a social media platform, but let me correct you here, it is not a social media platform. Rather than, it's a kind of Google, it's a kind of search engine, because it you know, it drives traffic to your websites, and that makes sense, that resulting into a search engine rather than the basic social media platforms. So through the Pinterest, we create pins which drives traffic to our blogs, to our websites. Also, the on-page SEO is done on the Pinterest pins in the descriptions and in the titles and so on, which is not, you know, similar to the post we do on our Facebook or other social media platforms. So basically, you can say it is a kind of search engine. First thing, and second thing, if we talk about how we create the website, how we create the traffic for the websites, then we do the on-page SEO in there. Like if you are creating a travel pin for your blog, then you have to go through the keyword research and you have to take out that keywords that are highly, you know, traffic niche. Like if you are taking a if you're taking India travels, then you will indulge the keywords that include India travels, and also you will use those keywords in such a manner that it should make some sense. Like you don't have to just put in here, you have to sprinkle in a very you know, sensible manner, I can say. So Pinterest, talking about the, more about the Pinterest, if we talk about the accounts that we use for the Pinterest, is basically of two types: the personal account and the business account. Obviously, if you want to, you know, if you want to pin promotion, if you want to link that pins to your website, if you want analytics details, then you should be using a business account. And if you are doing it for your clients, then you have to, you know, ask them about the two choices. Like if they already have a Pinterest account, if they have, you can just transition it into a business account, or if they don't have, you have to create a new account. But the difference here comes that you cannot change the URL. Like if you have the URL such as https://pinterest.com/my name, then it would be like that only. You cannot change the URL over and again. Instead, you have to create the new account if you are willing to change the URL. Now, I would also like to explore a bit more about the top tips that I would like to give you all. If you are creating some pins, like, okay, first talk about the softwares that we can use for pins. The software that you can generally use is Canva, for sure. And at a very specific manner, I also use Canva only because, you know, it is easy to use and it is free and it is good for beginners and it's nice. But if you want to, you know, include other tools as well, then you can use Adobe, and you can also use Spark, you can also use PicMonkey. But I would personally recommend to use Canva. Canva have a tons of pin templates, okay, which have, you know, which have the proper dimensions for Pinterest. And also, do not forget that pin should also have only and only 2:3 aspect ratio. So these are some reasons why I use Canva for creating the pins. There are a number of aspects ratio also, but it should be 2:3, as I said before. Also, if I'm talking about the pins top tips, then I would say that it should not be too lengthy, first tip, because if you are crossing over the acquired pin ratio, then it is not making any sense. The second tip I would like to give you all, that you should always use high quality images. Never ever create a pin with a blurry image, okay? Because it is not making any sense if you're attaching it to your website. Sorry, I'm flaming a lot here. I don't know why. Because I just want to say a lot of things, and you know, I'm just calculating, okay, what should I say now? What should I say now? That's why. So yeah. Always use the highest quality images. Never create a pin with a blurry, or you can say a grainy image, because it doesn't make any sense. Also, always use your brand colors, brand fonts, brand logos. Or if you are creating the pins for your clients, for your customers, then also this is applicable for them too. Always use their fonts, their colors, their logos, etc. Also, if you are creating pins for your clients, then always create 3 to 5 strong templates for your clients, because this is how it works. And if you are creating pins for your blog, then it should at least contain 3 pins to, you know, add to Pinterest. And at the last, do not forget to make it crystal clear. Do not make it blurry. Make sure that your pins are readable and are crystal clear and are good to go. So these were some of my Pinterest top tips. I hope you enjoyed it. Also, what next I wanted to show you, explain is, yeah, whenever you are creating Pinterest accounts, always do not forget to claim your website. Because if you are not claiming your website with your Pinterest account, you are not getting any results. Okay, so to verify your authenticity, you must claim your website. There is a procedure to follow to how to claim your website. Okay, so it is very, easily available on the Google. So just go and write there down. I can explain it to you, but you can go to the Google, write it down, how to claim your website in a proper Pinterest account, then it will get your results. It is very easy. But if you will claim your website, then there will be some features that you will get to know: websites insights and website analytics, which is the top priority, you know, reason why we are creating pins. And also you will get your picture will show up next to any pin saved from your website. So these are the two advantages, you can say, when you claim your websites. So I think I touch up the basics that I was thinking of, and I hope you enjoyed it. And in case you have any other questions, feel free anytime to ask me there on my Instagram account, that is Priyanka_Dubey04. I am always available there to answer your questions. So yeah, just follow up me there, ask questions, be engaged, get value, and I hope you enjoy reading this podcast, and see you soon.